Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. And we will be trying coffees today from our subscription box.
But you're Lori.
No, I'm not.
I'm Patty.
Her evil twin.
Yeah.
Branson.
Who are you?
I'm Britton in disguise. I'm Lori.
I like that for you.
And we have a special guest, Branson, who is here by
conscription
kidnapping.
And force. Yeah. He really like stared me down hard and I said, you're coming in today.
I said, Are you coming in today? And he said, I was told I didn't have a choice.
It's normally how it works.
That is what we do.
Three for three.
You don't have a choice. But you know what? You did a really good job last time we tasted coffee.
You know, I don't know why, but people seem to love it. So
yeah.
And you, were you on the boys? Was that the last one or you did one?
I did one with Will and her. We did some of our newer flavors.
It was supposed to be a boys takeover and we couldn't hunt down all the boys. So it was two boys and me.
Okay.
Yeah. But they did good. I can't remember what we tried, but I know you guys. Oh, we did the
black cherry.
We did the Coffee Madness. Like the
March Madness. Yeah.
Oh, when you were.
Yeah.
Yeah,
test them against each other.
Technically, we can't say March Madness.
I know. It's Coffee Madness.
Coffee Madness. Yeah, we should trademark that one.
I know, right? But this is a special box because this box is our fifth anniversary of doing coffee of the year boxes or month boxes. We've been doing coffee of the month boxes since May 2020.
It's been 5 years.
Yes.
I remember when we did the first one.
Do you remember what the flavors were in the first one?
No, I don't even remember what the flavors were last month.
What was the first
one?
I put them all in.
Yeah, you did. Last month was Kentucky Derby. And those flavors, the last 2 months have been kind of crazy. Like, we're gone quicker than, like within a week. And then I know some people were upset. And were like, hey, we only make so much.
Well, and I know that some people are looking to buy coffee. And it was putting them in the... the VIP club. And there are coffees that when we release them at first, they're only available to VIP club members.
Hold on a second. Where's our chat at?
So
I think it's just funny. I know the flavors, but not the names of the boxes. Like Hannah will reference a name of a box. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that was the name of it.
Morning, Jen. Morning, Deborah.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah. So yeah, it's funny because obviously we do everything that we can to make everything available, but you know. And then, so it's kind of funny too, because we've had some comments on Facebook. People are upset. We always show our pink box from September. We had an influencer do a really cute video. So we share that one. People are like, I want those flavors. Well, we are actually going to be re-releasing those flavors in a mystery box. It's not really mystery, but there'll be 10 samplers. It'll have the 4 pink flavors, the 4 Disney flavors, or I'm sorry, not Disney, Steamboat Willie flavors. And then 2 other flavors that will be being released as soon as we make an item.
As like an LTO.
We're just like, I think we're making up like 50.
Limited time only.
Yeah, limited time.
So it's 2 mystery flavors still. It's a little bit of a mystery.
Yeah, a little bit of a mystery, but like a variety box just so people can have those flavors.
Well, and just to back up the subscription box. So it's nice. You just get a curated box. You don't know what the theme is. When it's just different every month.
Yes.
And you can either get coffees, ground coffee that you use in your coffee maker, or you can get single serving cups if you have a Keurig machine.
Yes.
Or you can, if you know you're going to buy the coffee every time, you can just buy them in big packages.
Mm-hmm. Which we do have several people do.
Yeah.
Nothing from the pink cupcake. That's a bummer. Velvet cupcake. Well, we'll try it. We'll let you know if we get anything from it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is that in there?
We brewed that one yesterday,
Okay. Yeah, I think
Hannah said she liked it.
Yeah. I like how she stops up and get coffee every day. Yeah. Like, why brew at home when I can just stop here and get it here? That's much, much preferable.
Yeah, but hey, better than going and spending.
Did you and Hannah have so much fun at the Tulip Festival?
Yeah, it was nice. Okay. I was asleep by 7 p.m. It was great.
Did you guys stay in Holland?
Yeah, there's a little place we found last year. So we went back to the same place, which was kind of funny because we woke up in the morning and we were leaving and we get a knock on the door. Hey, is the roof leaking in there? And I'm like, I opened the door. I'm like, no, there, you know, it's leaking it just in front of the door. And I'm like, well, I guess there's kind of a bubble here.
Might fall in.
Yeah, so I hope they get it fixed by next year.
Morning, Bill.
Yeah, they have a tulip festival in Holland, Michigan. And it's really, I mean, the tulip, last year you went there and there were no tulips.
Oh, they were all dead because it got so warm in February.
Yeah,
okay.
That by the time we got there, they all died. So
it's
got to
be hard having like a festival the same week every year. And then like, oh, we hope they're still alive, you know?
Well, that's what I wonder how many, you know, out of 10 years, I wonder how many of them are like in full bloom the whole time.
Yeah, banana pudding is one of my favorites. It's so good.
Yeah.
Banana pudding.
So Jennifer says she was surprised that one was in this box, the pink velvet, because she didn't think it was great from the other box, which is fair. So we go from the ones that sell the best and the year before. So
and have a lot of, ones. I mean, you can kind of tell which ones people are like, make this a flavor, make this a real flavor.
Like, I'm not going to say that banana pudding and or butterscotch pudding may or may not be in next year's box, but in the best of box, but one of them will most likely be in next year's box.
I saw butterscotch pudding at home. I love it.
People
love
went
making
crazy
it. It
for that
good.
Flavor.
Yeah.
And banana pudding too. Both of
banana
them are
pudding.
Like.
And I love that it's just different. It doesn't have that spice flavor. It's got like the pudding flavor in it. It's so good. Mm-hmm. So well, let's start. What do we have
you
first?
You gotta say, let's get into it, like the influencers say.
No.
Not doing it.
So Ruby Red Raspberry was one of the best of the best.
Do you remember what box this was in?
Maybe Dorothy?
That's right, Wizard of Oz box. That was, I think, April of last year.
I like how we speak the language. I'm like, Dorothy.
Dorothy? Yeah, I know what you mean.
I can't read that.
What?
Deborah says she's drinking the Ruby Red this morning.
Okay.
And Jennifer said, so people have high expectations for it. Just kidding. I like to have really strong flavors and it might be mild. And that's true, too.
Good.
So we tell a lot of people, because like some people will like get something kind of mild, like Vermont maple, and be like, oh, I don't like it. I'm like, well, what other flavors do you like? Michigan cherry. Okay, so that's telling me that you like really like impactful flavors.
Well, fruit forward's always going to be a stronger flavor. Mm-hmm. Fruit, and then you've got your chocolate, your nut, your vanilla, and those are going to be more subtle.
But
the fruit ones are always. Mm-hmm. And really, probably, fruit is the most popular. Mm-hmm. It is of our flavors. This is really, really good.
It's funny how different everybody is. Like working in the store, you know, you have one person walking in the morning and go, oh my gosh, you finally brewed whatever, chocolate, raspberry, and I'm so happy. And then 10 minutes later, somebody walks in and goes, I hate this one. Why do you have a different flavor?
I want toasted almond, you know.
Yeah, but it's just like ice cream or candy or anything. You know, we all like different flavor profiles. Like I hate, which it's coming up, but I hate chocolate mint.
Do you
ice
really?
Cream.
I don't know.
I don't understand why people would eat it.
This, that Yasso, they make like a Greek yogurt bar that's mint chocolate chip. It's 100 calories and like a bunch of protein. They're so good. I smash those.
I got those bars that you like. I got sea salt caramel.
Yeah.
I'll give.
Oh, the puff ones?
Yeah.
You don't like coconut, do you?
I do. I like the coconut flavor, but not. But it is so salty. Like even Sedona, who loves salt, was like,
doesn't like it. Well, I have a coconut one. So we're talking about the Built bars. We've been like experimenting with our protein bars and they taste like marshmallows if you guys like it. I guess we're giving a free shout out.
Yeah,
to Built
some
bars.
People don't like them because of the texture of them, because it is like eating like mellow or mallow or whatever it is. But
we
they
like
are
it.
Super good.
I love the red raspberry of our coffee.
This is really good.
In comparison to like chocolate raspberry, just because you just get that pure raspberry. That's so good.
It kind of reminds me, you know, the old lady grandma candies,
yes,
the strawberry
absolutely.
Ones. It kind of reminds
it
me
does.
Of those.
Are
yeah.
we supposed to call
those hard,
old lady candies?
Those hard candies, but they're soft. Yeah, I think they lasted for years. Like, I think they just sat out. But they were like hard and then soft. Mm. I loved that texture. It was like hard on it. And then it was cheap.
I always just smashed cheap. Them and just like.
Oh, I love those.
I get the center out. Yeah.
It's pretty
the
good.
The raspberry
yeah.
ones were the best, for sure.
My grandma always had those ones. And then like the butterscotches. And then there was like a pink, like it looked like a Pepto-Bismol tablet kind of, but it was like a spearmint or wintergreen.
Yep. Some restaurants had those too.
Yeah. There's other flavors besides strawberry?
No, this is like what the candies were that she had.
It was
in her
a
dish.
Candy
so this was
mix.
Like a chalky like one.
Well, I think there was a candy mix that they made back in the day where they'd have a big bag and they'd drop it in there.
Mm. Or you could get like the bulk candy. So like I told my mom the other day, I said, do you ever wonder why all your chocolate that you hid in your, she hid it in her underwear drawer. but I knew where her chocolate was, and I would just go raid it. So I'm like, girl, you can't hide chocolate from me. That ain't right. And she's like, I always wondered where that went. You know, 20 years later, I'm telling her I steal her chocolate.
I'm just imagining it melting. That'd be a gruesome scene.
Like, what happened? That's awful. Yeah, my grandpa always had butterscotch. That's why butterscotch is my favorite flavor, I think, because it reminds me of him. They give us those hard butterscotch candies.
Yeah.
And then my brother would always choke on them on the way home.
Oh, God.
And we had to stop on the side of the road while my brother was choking on candy. One?
Steve.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Is there anything scarier, though, the first time you give your kid hard candy? You're like, don't die. Just keep it in your mouth. Don't die.
I'd prefer to never give them a hard candy.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So the next one is the one you guys think you're not going to like.
Well, I do like it. I just don't like the ice cream. I think I like it warm. I like lots of things warm that I don't like cold, or vice versa.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't know. Milk chocolate shake.
This just smells like an Andes Mint to me.
See, I like Andes Mints.
Mm-hmm. Mm, so good.
I have some in my car that are crushed in my cup holder.
Now, do you remember what box this was from?
The ice cream one.
That's a St. Patty's Day.
There you go. It was like supposed to be like a Shamrock Shake flavor.
Mm.
So good. I love this flavor.
Wasn't I'm two for two. One? That's amazing.
What'd say?
Wasn't there an ice cream one?
The ice cream one was the very first box. And
that
then
that was like ice cream bars, I think.
We did do an ice cream truck box, and we did a collab with the Ice Cream Social last June, I believe. Mm-hmm. June or July.
I wonder if they're going to be at Lala. I wonder if Mike's going to be at Lala.
Are you going to be at Lala?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Lori's just like the concert going queen.
Oh, I'm not, like, this is 1 year only because everybody that Sedona likes is there. It's like Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know.
Rodrigo.
Yeah.
I don't know
Other names. So I'm like one time because the tickets, the normal tickets are fine. The other tickets are so expensive. But after watching pictures of people being like they're on top of each other. On those in those like pit, the thing, pit in the areas, seats. I'm like, I need my own space. Yeah. I can't be there.
Yeah, no.
Well, so. In the bathrooms, getting you get VIP bathrooms.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and you get like food and stuff all day long.
I have crowd anxiety, so all of it sounds like an absolute nightmare.
I like hot coffee, Deborah but not cold coffee.
Yeah. Oh.
I like both, but definitely I'll drink hot coffee when it's 100 degrees outside. I don't care. I'll get my hot coffee.
Like I'll get it hot, but then I like anything else I like cold. So I don't know.
If I get it cold, I want a foo-foo drink. Mm-hmm. If I'm drinking just straight coffee, I'll typically drink. Or I'll swap to tea if I want it cold.
I don't drink fast enough, and then the ice melts is my problem. So
I had Will bring me an iced white chocolate mocha from the store last week, and that was really good.
He brought me a white chocolate strawberry caramel.
Cafe caramel.
It was delicious. Yeah. Especially because I did a juice fast for 2 days. I only drank juice. And it wasn't like, it was like pre-prepared juice. Like I had to drink whatever they gave me. And Patty tried one of my juices because like they,
two of them.
The first one of the day is good. The second one's pretty easy. And then they give you this green thing, which is okay. It's all right. But the fourth one has black pepper oil and cayenne pepper in it. Ooh. And it's supposed to make you sweat.
No, dude. I took one sip of it.
I love them.
It is so awful.
One small sip and I was tasting it for 5 minutes and I was still going, oh. So then today she brought me them to try and I'm going to do it tomorrow.
But then the dinner one is like 3 pounds of greens. So it's like eating grass. And then the night one is delicious. And so they trick you into like, oh, I guess I could do this another day. But I wasn't going to do another day. I'm like, I'm done with this. I'm not doing this. And then I woke up the next day and my joints didn't hurt. I felt so good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I guess I'll do it another day. Yeah. But I couldn't drink coffee on it. And that was the worst part.
That's what I have to wrap my head around because I can't go without coffee. We'll see how that goes.
And it specifically calls out coffee.
Really? Because,
yeah.
I wonder why.
It said there was some scientific word for it that has something in it that they're trying to
eliminate from your body.
Yeah. But I'd say too, like, this is also something like probably it's the whole day is like 500 calories like of juice. And then there's absolutely
it's
no
too
protein.
Much juice though. Yeah. My I'm like, I just don't even, then you're supposed to drink 8 ounces of water in between. And I'm like, my belly is so full. There's no way.
I'd be
six.
Bursting.
That was so much. But it was actually, I feel really great. It's supposed to reset, you know, cravings and, you know, when you're of a certain age, your hormones. And I do say, I mean, I feel really good. I don't feel, my joints don't hurt and I don't feel as weird swollen. So,
yeah.
You had those ginger black pepper shots. Oh,
those shots that we had at one point. Yeah.
So good.
We had a vendor send them to us and they were, like little tiny, like, you know,
health but
shots.
You can't even, like, you're not supposed to, like, down these. You've got to sip it over, like, half an hour.
That's the problem. Like, I'd want to down
it. It took me like 45 minutes to drink one. Well, the red one.
My favorite part.
Just put it up into shots then? I'd just pour it out.
I would like reward myself. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to read a chapter of my, or whatever, a page of my book, and then I'll take a drink. And then I just kept trying to do it.
But the best part about it was like, I'd be walking by her office and her face was just like, oh, no.
I should have recorded the faces because especially when I did that hot pepper, where I was just like.
Well, and same thing though. I like when I had a sip of that, I was like, oh my God.
Yes. Because it was like,
yes.
Oh, well, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I had to use a straw, in fact, because it was burning my lips.
Yeah.
I was going to have like blisters on my lips.
The things we do to try to not be fat anymore.
Well, and fantastic. Honestly, it wasn't even about that. It was just, I mean, I think that, and in the past, I have done cleanses just to reset stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, your body gets so out of whack and has so much toxins in it and stuff that it's just really good to. Yeah. To really cleanse some of that out.
I look forward to the waking up with no pain, like the inflammation, because like my back always hurts, my knees always hurt.
You know? You don't realize. And I did, I ate no sugar, very little sugar for a month once, and I felt the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, I had no joint pain, no whatever.
Like the Whole 30 or whatever, we were supposed to like take out everything that has like sugar and things like that. Yeah.
No.
No food, just juice, hard pasta.
It's only 2 days, Beth.
I know. It was but the first day I'm like, I think I would rob somebody for tacos right now.
Commit highway robbery. All right.
We never actually even said anything about this one. It is kind of more like Andy's mint.
Yeah, I would say it's more like an Andy's mint.
As somebody
did
who
you guys
like
this
mint,
one? Let us know.
It's
because
good.
It's got that chocolate in it. Like, I don't feel like ice cream, like when you eat chocolate mint ice cream, it's like mostly the mint.
Yeah.
And then you get those slivers of
the
chocolate.
Little bit of chocolate. Yeah, that makes sense.
Where this is like Andy's mint, so it's like wrapped in chocolate, I would think. Yum. So.
Okay, next flavor is
Georgia peach.
Okay.
Juice, ripe peach bursting with sun-kissed goodness.
Lovely. So this flavor was in our, do you guys remember what box this was in?
The Georgia box.
There was not a Georgia box, but you know what? I thought that it would be fun to do a state box for every, you know, one, but then obviously you got to go more like sweet flavors. Like what are the desserts of your state, you know? Which
I
is
think this
hard
was
to do.
The best of states or something.
This was like an Americana box.
Okay.
So it was kind of like the flavors of like, you know, like apple pie, Georgia peach. Mm-hmm. We did pumpkin spice latte, which is funny because it was in August and people were like, I'm not ready for pumpkin spice. I'm like, okay.
Well, Patty's a little obsessed when we travel, like to get whatever that is known for. If it's like pecan pie or whatever.
Yes. Biscuits,
she wants that
biscuits
food
and gravy.
For sure.
Yes. I want to try your regional food, like whatever it is, I want it.
Yeah,
right.
And we're going to Scotland, and this might be challenging.
Oh, haggis and blood pudding.
And
have you
people are saying haggis is great. I don't even want to know what it is because I don't know what it is. I know it's disgusting things. I don't want to know, so that I can try it without knowing.
Here.
No,
I think so. Yeah, I think it's. Yeah,
I can hear you guys. I'm mom hearing.
Can you?
What I say?
She said sheep intestines.
Yeah, no, well, she's talking loud.
I think it's a.
Yeah. But blood pudding, I want to try, but I've heard it's just so irony.
I watched a video. I think it may have been Anthony Bourdain or the other guy who's bald. Who's the other chef?
Zimmerman.
Andrew, I think it was him. And they were making it, the blood pudding. And, you know, like they had a big vat of blood.
And you boil it. Yeah.
Okay. Let's not talk about what it is.
No, it was black pudding. Isn't it called black pudding? Yeah.
There's both.
All I know is that it's very irony.
Yeah.
And
I want to try it though.
Does it say what on the
What are the four? So
ruby red raspberry, mint chocolate shake, Georgia peach is what we've done so far.
Yeah.
Georgia peach is delicious.
Kind of reminds me of the little peach rings.
Mm. Yeah, that is true.
Oh, it is.
Remember when we did the peach drink in the stores and we served it with a peach ring on top?
Yeah,
I should bring that one back. That was a good one.
I don't think I was in the store then.
So yeah, we did it as like a cream smoothie and it had like a peach puree in it and then whipped cream and a peach.
This is a good box and it's very varied too. Yeah. I mean, you've got two fruit ones, but they're such different fruits.
Mm-hmm. I'll say I'm kind of picky about flavors and I'm 3 for 3. I like them so far.
I know. Okay. Yeah. That's why I like having you try them because you really like you're not a flavored coffee drinker at all. So if you like them, I mean, we must be doing something okay.
Well, and I just talked to someone that like, no, I just really like straight coffees. And I'm like, well, ours are a little bit different. So you might want to try it. Mm-hmm. But I was talking to another friend this weekend and he only drinks it black.
Yeah.
And I said, if you just add a tiny bit of cream, you know, it really does add a lot to it. And he was shocked what a difference it made. Because it used to be that we would taste all of our, when we'd pick the flavors, we would do it from black. Yeah. And then we found out that 85% of people, it might even be higher than that now, augment their coffee. They put something in their coffee. So it's like, why are we trying it? Or, you know, flavoring it for the way that 15% of people drink it rather than 85% of people.
Yeah.
So.
Cindy doesn't have her box yet. I'm sorry, Cindy.
Oh, Cindy, I'm sorry. Yeah.
The post office. Well,
you're on vacation. Yeah. We're not that sorry. We're, you know, enjoy your vacation.
Where are you at on vacation?
I want to be on vacation.
Yeah, I'll swap.
Yeah. I'm glad you like
the box.
Hopefully
you're somewhere warm.
It's so rainy here. Like we're supposed to have it's been a cold week and we're supposed to have like a cold Memorial Day weekend too, which is kind of a bummer.
Well, it's not supposed to rain Saturday or Sunday. I
hope not. Yeah.
Well, I am probably going to be in Fort Lauderdale soon because my daughter is due any day now. Mm-hmm. So I've got my bag in the car. Like I'm ready to go.
OBX. So. I mean, I'm sure that's an airport code, but I don't know.
What is OBX? Yeah.
I don't know. Oregon? We were looking at ones yesterday.
Hopefully not where the tornadoes went through.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Yeah, where was that at?
It was all over Missouri, Texas.
I saw a video in Kansas of a woman and her toddler getting like momentarily separated because they both got banged up pretty good. And then she said, "My neighbors are just gone," and I don't know if that means.
Well,
like,
that's the one she couldn't get to her child.
Yes.
So she got. I mean, she had a big thing in her. Yeah. Oh, the Outer Banks. How fun. She had a big scratch across her forehead, and then she had to go find her toddler because she wasn't able to get to him. Mm-hmm. Did you? This is Worst really nightmare. Awful. Did you hear about the people that both lost an arm?
No.
They had their arms wrapped around each other, so it like went off one side.
No.
So they both lost an arm.
That's so terrifying.
Well, at least now when they hug, though, they got the right one.
Oh, God, Brant.
We'll help each other. But, I mean, just it's horrible. And then the one lovely couple, they passed away holding each other. They found them just.
Well, so. And I know, like, we have them kind of, like, come through. Was it Thursday night?
Mm-hmm.
And my son's home from college, and my younger son comes in at, like, 12:45. Hey, the sirens are going off. I didn't hear a thing. And it had been storming. And we're like, okay, everybody go to the basement. And my oldest son's like, nope, not doing it. And I'm like, sirens. Like,
oh, this is really good. This vanilla.
Wouldn't go.
Pink velvet cupcake.
I know. I think so too.
You ever watch the Storm Chaser show?
Mm-hmm.
So the guy, he was young in that show, Reed. Yeah. I don't know his last name.
Oh, yeah.
But he was in Michigan for ours. And
Logan showed me that video.
Yeah, crazy.
This morning.
Yeah, so he
was in the car during.
Well, he's got the storm chasing vehicle, you know. Yeah. But it flipped it around.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's been doing this for 15, 20 years now. And I guess he was so distraught because it was, you know, such a bad spot. I mean, okay, he was sick for a half hour.
Can we talk about like, why are you like storm chasing just sounds terrifying. Like, I'm sure like we need them, right?
Oh, I would sign up for it. In a heartbeat.
Oh, absolutely not.
Let me drive into that thing in a tank.
A tornado. Ooh. You got to be out of your mind.
I'm in a tank.
Not doing it.
I mean, it's a huge service to everybody else. So that
thank you for your service,
happening.
But I'm not signing up.
I mean, I know it was nice. We were watching him when the tornadoes were here because he was on the west side. And I mean, every 10 minutes, they're calling out, oh, touching down. So that's how we knew the one was near your house.
Yeah.
And we knew the one was by Hannah's grandparents.
I know. I was talking to, there's so many people to talk to. It's like, okay. I'm like, Britain's up. I know Britain's up. I'm like, boys, are you guys up? Like, we're watching it. And then Logan's like, there's one by your house, mom.
Yeah.
And then I'm with my mom. There's one by your house, mom. Yeah. She's like, but then I didn't even think about it because Britain and my mom's internet went out.
Yeah.
And then they were in not the dark. They didn't know what was going on. Yeah. So I did, like, I was responding to them, but they really couldn't get the messages. So
kind of terrifying, it's just for sure.
Crazy.
Which was just a little rain in the Outer Banks today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not bad. So yeah, this flavor though, to me, honestly might be my favorite of the four, because I'm just getting that like delicious, like cream cheese frosting, which I love in a coffee.
I actually, yeah, because I think red velvet to me tastes like nothing sometimes. And this is really good. This is like the rich aroma of cream cheese frosting with cocoa and notes of vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious.
I love it.
I don't like frosting.
Oh, do you like cream cheese like though? Frosting. Like, does it taste like frosting to you?
I don't like cream cheese either.
I love frosting.
Who peed in your Cheerios? Jeez.
Hey, I was 3 for 4. I did good.
No, I think it's
okay. Jennifer doesn't like it either.
The ruby red was phenomenal. I'll say.
They're all really good. So what's your favorite? Is that?
Yeah, I actually, red. And a mint chocolate, I think I'm going to give number 2.
Yeah.
Which is shocking for me.
I'm going to say pink velvet, I think, is my favorite. And then the mint chocolate shake, which is weird for me. But because it tastes like those candies.
It's Andy's mints.
It doesn't taste like, I think ice cream when I think mint chocolate.
I just feel like this is one of those boxes like you can't go wrong with, because like they're voted the most popular, right? Mm-hmm. They sold out the quickest, but you know.
And raspberry is so good. It's such a unique flavor.
For sure.
I think. And same with peach. Yeah. I think that's why peach and raspberry, because we have cherry and blueberry and, you know, I mean, a lot of people have those flavor profiles.
Yeah.
But peach and raspberry a little bit more, especially with coffee. You don't think of it as with coffee.
Yeah. Well, and they were all kind of candies. I mean, you have the grandma candies, then we have mint chocolate candies.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have peach rings. And then frosting.
Yeah, there you go.
It is true. It could have been a candy box.
Yeah.
But we're going to call them the old grandma candies.
Okay, next year, grandma's candy dish.
Nobody knows what the name of those candies are.
I'm going to do a grandma's candy dish.
Yeah, I don't know what, they're called.
Grandma candies.
They were in every, I mean, my grandma had them, that bowl of candy.
We can't call it a Werther's original, but we'll have to do something close, you know.
Grandpa's hard candy.
Yeah.
There you go. Grandpa's butterscotch, grandma's red thing.
Pineapple. So pineapple. We have done a pineapple before. We did it in our summer
cake.
Vacation box.
It was a daiquiri or a...
Yeah, like a pineapple.
Didn't we do an upside down cake
or was
too?
Was it more coconut? Did we do an upside down cake?
I thought we did maybe like years and years ago.
I'll tell you
later. It is hard to come up with new flavors. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, Patty does a great job because it's a lot to come up with new flavors all the time.
Well, and sometimes I'm like, oh, this is really cool. And you guys are like, this doesn't work. And I'm like, yeah, it doesn't work, but I really want it to. Or it's just really hard.
The Raven.
Yeah.
The Raven.
I really want to do an Edgar Allan Poe box.
If anybody has watched the Hunger Games. So they had the original Hunger Games and now they're doing more like prequels of them. The one was super good. The first one, the second one is coming out in November, but I just finished reading the book and Patty is going to be obsessed because it's just the Raven.
I love
like Lenore and the Raven, and you're going to love it.
I know. I'm on the waiting list at the library, 17 weeks in waiting.
So we did that weird honey flavor. I don't want to say this. Do you remember that one? Are we going to do that one?
We're going to do something.
Not that one, though.
Yeah.
It's a mix.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do something.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I was just going to comment on it and talk about it if we weren't going to do it. But we're going to do it at some point.
Jennifer said an older lady used to bring my staff a big container of those melt-away peppermints all the time. We call them Mary's Mints. Those are called like butter mints or something. Because they do like melt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bill, we did do a pina colada.
But you're talking about the hard-shelled ones. Or are you talking the butter mints when we're talking them? There's two of them. There's the hard shelled ones.
Like the Starburst ones that are like the red and white, like little.
No, the mint ones. They taste like the butter mints, but they have a harder shell on them.
Yeah.
I don't know either of those.
You don't know, but you know what butter mint is. They're like pink and yellow and green.
They're like
and
they're pastels.
Little squares, mm-hmm. and you put them. They're tiny.
Anytime
candies.
You went to a VFW hall, mm-hmm. they were mixed with nuts mm-hmm. on the middle of the table.
Those
and
were
a
grandma
pin.
Staple. Yeah. Those were a grandma staple too, for sure.
Yeah. And we love ideas. I think everybody on the feed right now has sent me a flavor box idea at one point or another. Maybe using my No Deborah's asked to do a wine box. That one I can't get like the flavors figured out for, but it is kind of a fun idea.
I'm just saying if we do a grandma's box, we just call them Mary's Mints.
There you go.
Jennifer. Boom,
Mary's done. Mints. Oh, I put a little picture of her in it.
That'd be
tell
cute.
The story behind it. That would be cute.
Yeah. What would the activity on the back of the card be? Like grandma activities, things to do?
Well,
when
we
you're
could
80
put
plus.
A picture so of shame. The people. The well, but on the back, we could put like our grandmas or grandpas or whoever it seemed like we could have Mary and my grandpa and someone's grandma. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
that would be kind of fun. Yeah. So, whose house had those candies?
What?
Whose house had those candies that you're thinking of, though? The grandma candies.
Ladies at church? I don't know.
Because
I'm like, my grandma had them, but never really at my grandma's house.
Our grandparents really had Werther's and Hershey's Kisses. Mm-hmm. But no, I had random grandmas, you know?
Whatever random grandma Arlene. Houses I showed up
to. Grant Krause's grandma, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. I don't know who I got them from, but I know I got them. They were delicious.
Grandma's candy box. I like it. That's a cool idea.
Cute.
And sometimes it's just really hard to like, we can get a theme and then to get the flavors that go along with it is really mm-hmm. difficult.
Well, but
too.
I think that one would be kind of easy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
yeah,
with the Kentucky Derby box.
Like the Charleston Chew and the, what was that? Sugar Daddy. And
Sugar Babies or whatever.
Sugar Babies.
There's Sugar Babies and Sugar Daddy. Sugar Daddies is the stick.
Oh,
and the Sugar Babies are the little like chewy ones. Yeah. Yeah.
That's sugar mamas.
Well, that's what
there's
we can make the 12
too.
Ounce.
Are there?
We
are.
Can make the 12 ounce the sugar daddy and make the smaller ones the sugar
cute.
Babies.
Yeah. Welcome to the marketing team, Branson. This is fun.
I'm pretty sure that's trademarked. I don't think we can.
Yeah, we can't. We can't. We don't do licensing. We'd never make any money.
Well, yeah. You never know.
Grandpa daddy.
Baby shark, daddy shark, you know, grandpa shark box.
Oh.
Super fun. But yeah, all good stuff. Oh, Mexican dessert box idea. Yeah, that is a good idea.
Didn't we kind of do one?
We did
like
a Cinco de Mayo box.
Yeah. Okay.
And it did have a couple different flavors in it. Yeah, there was a margarita.
But there was some dessert. There was churro.
There was
a
flan in it. Yeah, I don't think there was a churro in it, but there was a flan and I don't know, something else. I can't remember.
Cinnamon things, maybe those toasty things, those
sopapillas.
Sopapillas. Well, I don't know. I don't remember seeing that.
No, it wasn't. But there are.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy this box. Yeah. I think it's delicious. I don't think you can go wrong in it.
Yeah, the flavor is in the full sizes. Launch tomorrow. So if there's something that you want, grab it quick.
If you're not a VIP. If you're a VIP, you can. So if you're going on trying to buy them, it's making me become a VIP. That's why. They're only available to the VIP. Britton was not feeling well this week. So she said when she had to do it from home, she did it different or something. But and really the benefits of coffee on the back of this, like I think that coffee just gets such a bad rap sometimes.
Because of the caffeine.
And it really, I mean, it's got so many, 30% less dementia. I mean, it delays the onset of dementia, the morbidity. It's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. So
rich in antioxidants.
Lots of antioxidants. Yeah. So coffee is really good for you. I mean, don't put, if you're putting tons and tons of stuff in it, you know, like.
What about a coffee enema?
That's what, when you said 85% of people augment their coffee, I had the like. Old man, like, get off my lawn feeling like, how dare you?
Well, that's the nice thing about the way that we flavor coffee is it doesn't add sugar and it doesn't add calories. It doesn't add things where if you're dumping syrups, which you will probably get a more intense flavor sometimes by doing syrups, but it does add all of the sugars and the calories and things that you might not want when you can get that with just I mean, I love it at night. You can drink, you know, a chocolate flavored coffee and you feel like you're drinking a candy bar for 4 calories.
Yeah.
So decaf. If you add some milk, you've got to add a little bit of calories for that. But what are you talking? 30 calories?
Yeah.
So way better.
Yeah.
So And getting the health benefits. So it all works out.
Yeah, some's better than the other.
Well, thanks, Branson, for coming. We appreciate it. Fun.
He never wants to come in, but we always have a good time.
You know, they drag me here.
And then with Memorial Day coming up, obviously, we'll have a long weekend.
Looking out for some sales coming up and fill your cupboards. And these will probably sell out pretty fast. So if you want them, just go get them. They go live tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow.
Yeah. All right.
Buy the Ruby one. It's delicious.
Yeah. Everybody have a wonderful week.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.